Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 153 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, August 30th, 2012, Tamed by an Infant. I'm Great Granduncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. And Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, I did just meet my great grandniece, Emma. And she was beautiful. She's perfect. She is just adorable. She didn't scream and cry or get anything on me. So that's the mark of a perfect baby. We're going to dedicate a song to Emma right now from 1971. This is Jonathan Edwards and Emma.
The first time I saw Emma, she was above me in a dream, and she throwed her arms around me, and off we flew, it seems, like an airplane, moving up and down through the country town, passing o'er the city so slowly. Emma comes to see me about 8 o'clock each night, and she throws her arms around me, and off we go in flight like an airplane, up and down through the country town, passing o'er the city so slowly. But Emma's late, Emma's late, oh, now I can't wait. My dinner's served by 8:30, and I can't wait till night. The last time I saw my Emma, she made me love her till I died, and we walked through clouds together, searching open sky for an airplane, moving up and down through the country town, passing o'er the city so slowly. But Emma's late, Emma's late, Emma's late, night, I can't wait. My dinner's served by 8:30, and I can't wait till night. No. No.
course, that's the B-side to Jonathan Edwards' big hit, Sunshine, which you know and love as much as I do, I'm sure. Oh!
I want my daddy's records.
Well, I don't know about daddy's records. This is from the Murray and Sherry collection. I'm pretty sure this copy of the Marshall Tucker Band's Carolina Dreams is probably Sherry's. Here, let me show you something. We got funky business here in the studio tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of vinyl. Hope you enjoy it.
Time for me to hit on down the line. Hurting in a love song. Hurting in a love song. Hurting in a love song. Can't be wrong.
Yes.
That's the Marshall Tucker Band. We all just heard it in a love song. We're flying by the seat of our pants tonight because, as any authority will tell you, Wirecast doesn't work. Wait a minute. Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. You got to fade out the record. Vinyl don't stop. Ain't no party like a P-Funk party because a P-Funk party don't quit. Right now, little Earl Grant.
Number 54, the house with the bamboo door, bamboo roof and bamboo walls, they've even got a bamboo floor. You must get to know Soho Joe, he runs an espresso called the House of Bamboo. It's a made of sticks, sticks and bricks, but you can get your kicks in the House of Bamboo. In this casino, you can drink a chino, and it's got you swinging to the cha-cha. Dance the bolero in the sombrero, shake like a snake. You wanna drop in when the cats are hopping, let your 2 feet move it to the big beat. Pick yourself a kitten and listen to the patter that rocks the jukebox. I'm telling you, when you're blue, well, there's a lot to do in the House of Bamboo. He runs an espresso called the House of Bamboo. In this casino, you can drink a chino, let your 2 feet move it to the big beat. Make yourself a kitten and listen to a platter that rocks. I'm telling you, when you're blue, well, there's a lot to do in the House of Bamboo. Number 54, the house with the bamboo door, bamboo roof and bamboo walls, they've even got a bamboo floor in the House of Bamboo. Number 54, the house with a bamboo door, bamboo roof and bamboo walls, they've even got a bamboo floor in the House of Bamboo.
My family are pioneers. Dad's been working for 35 years just to make enough money to keep a happy home. He's been slaving like a dog, selling raffle tickets and sly grog. He's an SP bookie and me mum sells blood and bone. But take me back to Inamica, Golden City in the sun. Don't be a rotten stinker, give me the pretty girls, exotic, nice and fun. In a fly Maminka, in a Minka, my hometown. When I get back home to in a Minka, I'm gonna have a cup of tea and a good lie down. There's a bloke in town called Reg, Reg runs a deli, fruit and veg. And the way Reggie gambles really is a sin.
What a sin.
Reg won the local town hall, betting on flies crawling up a wall. He's the local night carter and he's never dropped a tin. So take me back to Inamica, Golden City in the sun. So don't be a rotten stinker, give me the pretty
Shirl, cause Shirl's a good old girl, and I know that she'll be glad to have me back. I know that she may look a bit of a bag, but for me she flies the flag. The way she turns me on makes up the beauty that she might lack. So for heaven's sake, take me back to Inamica, golden city in the sun. Don't be a rotten stinker.
Hey.
Give me the pretty girl's exotic nice and
fun. Oh yeah.
Take me back to Inamica.
Inamica.
Inamica, my hometown. When I get back home to Inamica, I'm gonna have a cup of tea and a good lie down.
John Vincent from 1971. We just set the TARDIS down in Inamica, Danunda, in 1971. We can traverse both time and space in the Hinky Dinky TARDIS. Isn't that cool? That's just so cool. We're going to listen to some selected Motown tonight, just because I've been listening to it lately and enjoying it. Here's one of my favorite Motown versions of a song made famous by other artists. I think I've played it before on the air. You'll have to bear with me because I feel like hearing it again. It's the Supremes and the Four Tops.
When I was a little girl,
I'm
River Deep, Mountain High, best known by Ike and Tina Turner. That's, as I said, the Supremes and the Four Tops off of the complete Motown singles 65-disc set. Yes, that's correct. You heard me right. Right now, also from that set, by the way, have you been watching the convention? Yeah, me either. This is Tom Clay.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
We're headed to Trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
It took cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Yordi has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Director Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Needs love, is love, sweet love.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
I think it's when somebody's sick, too. I'm sorry about the strange clicking during that track. That's Tom Clay, What the World Needs Now, Abraham, Martin, and John. Tom's an interesting character. He's no longer living. He was a disc jockey, worked in many places, most notably the Detroit area, got himself into some trouble with some financial scams centered around asking listeners to send in donations for mementos of the Beatles, and pocketed quite a little bit of cash. But somewhere along the way, he put together that memorable track, which was released on a subsidiary of Motown Records. And as we're listening to Time Capsules from Another Era, how about this one from Jody Miller? It's called Home of the Brave.
The school board says he can't come to school no more unless he wears his hair like he wore it before. The PTA and all of the mothers say he ought to look like the others. Home of the brave, land of the free. Why won't you let him be what he wants to be? The kids all laugh at his hair and his funny clothes, and more than once he's gone home with a bloody nose. He's not like them, and they can't ignore it, so they all hate him for it. Home of the brave, land of the free. Why won't you let him be what he wants to be?
Well, if you're wondering what was the number 40 song on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey 40 years ago this week, well, it's a song that's unfamiliar to me. Perhaps it'll be unfamiliar to you, too. It's a band called Gladstone, and this one, A Piece of Paper.
In order to form a more perfect union, a man and a woman become husband and wife. A piece of paper says they'll start a new life. A piece of paper says it's all right.
In order to form
religion will cost a man one-tenth of his gold.
A piece of paper says he's redeemed his soul.
A piece of paper says he's all right. You know paper is only paper. And you know people, well, they try to be good.
Some folks live by others' paper.
Some folks live like they should. So the family won't know.
A piece of paper says the problem won't grow.
A piece of paper makes it all right.
In order to form a more perfect union, a country will call on its young men to fight. A piece of paper says it's all right to die. A piece of paper says it's all right. A piece of paper says it's all
paper makes it all right. It's all right.
You know what? I do know that song. It is familiar. I just didn't recognize the name of the artist or the title, but that's okay.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. On the outskirts of Midland City is the simple suburban home of Benton Harbor. Monday through Friday, during the hours of 9 to 5, Harbor is employed as a simple shoe clerk by a Midland City department store. However, on weekends, the simple shoe clerk quickly dons feathers and beak in order to swing into swift action as the crime-fighting, crusading Capon Chicken Man.
Oh, feathered fighter! It's Saturday morning, time to rise up and strike terrific terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere. Come on, up and at 'em.
Mother, I want to sleep.
Benton, you can't sleep. The commissioner's expecting you at the office.
Call him and tell him I'm sick, Mother.
Chicken man is sick?
Tell him I have chicken pox.
Now get up out of that bed.
I'm up.
Stand up on your feet.
I'm on. Where are they?
Your feet.
My wings.
On the floor where you left them.
On the floor where I left them. There's only one wing here, Mother.
Now I want you to brush your teeth, wash up, and get into your chicken suit.
I can't find the other wing. Where's the other wing, Mother?
What about under the bed?
Now, Mother, what would another wing be doing under the bed?
Just look under the bed.
I'm looking. I don't know what another wing would be doing. I found it. I don't know how this stupid wing got under the bed anyway.
Maybe it just flew there. Watch your head.
Maybe it just flew there. Watch your...
Benton. Benton, answer me.
Call the office,
What's
Mother.
Wrong?
Call the office. I can't go.
Why not? What's wrong?
I've broken it, Mother.
Your wing? You've broken your wing.
My head.
Your head?
I'll need a big bandage, a tall pitcher of iced tea.
Benton.
A pile of comic books and lots of sleep,
Benton.
Mother.
Benton.
Especially sleep. Lots and lots of it. All I can get.
Oh, don't you think you'd be more comfortable sleeping on the bed rather than under it?
Yes, I'll just painfully pull myself up on the bed.
All right, that's it.
I'm up, I'm dressing.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
Don't need it.
I'll give you 20 seconds to zip up and ship out.
So long, Mother, and don't wait up.
Benton, don't you dare fly out that bed.
But wait, didn't the winged warrior leave the house without brushing his teeth?
Brush his teeth? Are you kidding? I can't even get him to eat his lumpy oatmeal.
Well, it's plain to see our hero is bound for a cavity. Can you combat those that cheat and steal without brushing after every meal? Wouldn't he be bolder with a fresh-smelling molar? Can he be trusted with a dingy bicuspid? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
If you were watching the Chicago Cubs broadcast last night, and I know you were, you heard this song during the fan cam. J.D. McPherson talking about that North Side gal.
I pulled a mad scheme all around the North Side. She is still a sweet thing, so unsatisfied. Every time I try, crazy about a North Side gal. I got some good talk, but not enough game.
I know you ain't crazy.
I'll tell you a tale, and it won't take me long, about a certain jet plane headed for Hong Kong. Flight 755, bright and shining as the day, a day to be remembered, yes, the 26th of May. Click, go the ideas, boys, click, click, click. A certain Mr. Brown, he was thinking mighty quick. He rang Captain Ritchie and said, take a Captain Cook. There's a shocker in your locker that'll make you mighty crook. Down at the airport, the word was sent around. Flight 755 was returning to the ground. The checkers looked her over, every single place aboard. A bomb, oh lordy, was it fact or was it fraud? Click, go the fears, boys, click, click, click. Was it a fact, or in fact was it a trick? They couldn't take a chance with so many souls aboard. A bomb, oh lordy, was it fact or was it fraud? The manager was baffled, there was nothing he could do. A certain Mr. Brown had them hooked, and that was true. A $500,000 was a goodly sum to ask. A bomb, oh lordy, it was such a simple task. Click, go the tears, boys, click, click, click. $500,000 or they'd lose it mighty quick. $500,000 might just satisfy the man waiting to collect it in his little rented van.
5:45 on the 26th of May. Down came the cash and Mr. Brown drove away. The checkers looked her over and there was no bomb aboard. A bomb, a bomb, it wasn't fact, oh Lord, it was fraud. Click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Brown on Mr. Brown, but he did it mighty slick. The law is looking over every single place in town. So far they found the car, but not a certain Mr. Brown.
That's Peter Hiscock and A Certain Mr. Brown from, again, we're back in Australia in 1971. Sounds like quite a time and place to be. I think I'm going to book a vacation in Australia in 1971 because that's where I'd want to be when I was 11 years old, wouldn't you? I'm rambling. How about instead of talking about stuff, I played this. It's the Moody Blues, and it's lovely.
If you could talk to me, what news would you bring? Of voices in the sky. Nightingale hovering high, harmonize the wind. Darkness, your symphony, I can hear you sing. Of voices in the sky. Just what is happening to me? I lie awake with the sound of the sea calling to me. Old man passing by, tell me what you say. I am listening. Voices in the sky. Children with a skipping rope, tell me what you sing. Playtime is nearly gone. The bell's about to ring. Voices in the sky. Guess what is happening to me? What news would you bring of voices in the sky? Voices in the sky. Voices in the sky.
Moody Blues off of the In Search of the Lost Chord album, and Voices in the Sky right now, some Ray Charles that you may never have heard before. You may like it.
Well, you treat me just like dirt, and you think that it doesn't hurt. You say I look so funny every time you put me down. You say I even look funnier when I cry.
but you're in for a big surprise. Whoa, baby, now you're just about to lose your clown. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna say?
What you gonna say?
Yeah, without your funny hand, to pick on night and day. Well, you're cheating and treating me cruel, making me your personal fool. First you build me up, and then you bring me tumbling down. You say I even look funny when I'm blue, but baby, I've got news for you. Whoa, I tell you now, you're just about to lose your clown. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna say?
What you gonna say?
Yeah, without your funny man. You say I even look funny when I cry, but you're in for a big surprise. Hey, I'm trying to tell you now, you're just about to lose your clown. You're gonna lose your clown now. Oh, you're gonna lose me, baby.
Well,
what you gonna do? What you gonna say? You know when I'm gone now, baby.
Last, an answer to the question, what would it sound like if that song were ever done properly? That was Johnny Candles and his outstanding version of Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good. Right now, going out to my missus, who asked if she could hear this a couple of weeks ago, and I forgot to get it on the program. Happy to oblige. It's Jobim and Astrid Gilberto, and the original version of... Boy, my Portuguese isn't what it used to be. Água de beber.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da gives a man mischief e medo, e que salva meu coração. Mas o amor sabe segredo, o medo pode matar o seu coração. Água de beber, água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Te batunda, bate lá da badaba, te batunda, bate lá da badaba, te batunda. Dai um dá, dai um dá. Eu nunca fiz coisa tão certa. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Te batunda, bate lá da badaba, te batunda, bate lá da badaba, te batunda.
Got so much good music to get on the show, and only 7 more minutes to do it with. Don't shoot me if I go a minute or two long, because you know what? You know who's following me? Me. It'll be the rebroadcast right after the program. Right now, a fellow named Johnny Hicks is taking us all down to the Hamburger Hop.
If you want something that's good and hot, just eat a hamburger, it'll hit the spot. You can see them on the griddle going flippity-flop. Makes you want to do the boogie to the Hamburger Hop. They're open up 24 hours a day, just waiting and hoping all the folks will say, put a burger on the griddle, do a flippity-flop, put an onion in the middle and a pickle on top. There just ain't nothing finer, nothing that's quite so new, than jigging it with them to the sizzling rhythm like the burgers always do. You really should go, cause it swept the land, and everybody's going to the hamburger stand. When they put them on the griddle, do a flippity-flop, everybody does the boogie to the Hamburger Hop. Spot. You can see them on the griddle going flippity-flop. Makes you want to do the boogie to the Hamburger Hop. They're open up 24 hours a day, just waiting and hoping all the folks will say, put a burger on the griddle, do a flippity-flop, put an onion in the middle and a pickle on top.
There just ain't nothing finer, nothing that's quite so new, than jigging it with them to the sizzling rhythm like the burgers always do.
You really should go, cause it swept the land. Everybody's going to the hamburger stand. When they put them on the griddle, do a flippity-flop. Everybody does the boogie to the Hamburger Hop.
That's the Hamburger Hop off of a 3-CD collection called, what is it, Swinging Hollywood Cowboy Country or something like that. I can't wait to listen to all of that, because if that's just a taste of what I have to look forward to, boy howdy, am I going to be one happy saddle pal. That's all I can say. Going back to the complete Motown singles once again, I don't know what to tell you about this song. I'm going to let you make up your own mind. It grabbed my attention because it was David Ruffin and Jimmy Ruffin together. Jimmy was a solo artist. David's best known as one of the Temptations. Yes, they're brothers. It's not a coincidence that they're both called Ruffin. And I'm just going to let the music do the talking. Goes to show you that not every great Motown song is a hit that you are already tired of. When My Love Hand Comes Tumbling Down, when my Dave and Jimmy Ruffin, and I'm not exactly sure I want to think too hard about what they were singing about. We're going to bring the program home. We're going to land it right now, and we're going to shoot for a very gentle landing because that's what you deserve. It's what I'm hoping for, that we can landed on a cloud of fluffy feathers and dead baby ducks. How would that be? That sounds soft, doesn't it? Right now from 1976, this is Mr. Andy Fairweather Lowe. That's a hyphenated last name, by the way. And wide-eyed and legless.
Spend all of my time trying to turn the black night
should have known better, I know, but my memory's no friend. Well, I've tried everything that I know will get rid of this pain, and I can't understand why I'm wide-eyed and legless again.
I'd like to say hi to my father, who just tuned in a few minutes ago. Reminds me of a program note I'd like to pass along to you. There will not be a program next Thursday night. He and I will be out in Los Angeles next Thursday night, and as such, I won't be sitting here in this studio. But I'll be back in 2 weeks, and that gives me extra time to prepare an extra special program for you all. On what will that be? That will be the 6th? No, that's not. That'll be the 13th of September. We'll be halfway through September the next time we get together. Can you believe that? That's just remarkable how time seems to move in just one direction, in spite of what physicists would have us believe with all of their hocus pocus. And as I said, stay tuned for the rebroadcast immediately following this important message from Johnny Mathis. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?